Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I just wanted to make you aware of a couple things before we get to the main topic. As usual, I'm trying to get as much in this hour as I possibly can. Before we get to every single eyewitness counters the government and the mainstream media accounts. Have you noticed this over and over and over again? They're trying to discredit eyewitnesses, and they're trying to give credit to their useful idiots that weren't partakers as eyewitness or ear witnesses of the said crime or crisis or whatever may have taken place during that particular time. This is insane. I mean, it truly is. But before we get to that, I want to highlight this really quick. You know, when we were in South Dakota this last week, my wife had told me, and we're seeing this more and more and more and more. On one of our receipts we actually got a inflation charge of 2.99% tagged onto our bill. I'm not making this up. It's called an inflation 2.99% increase on our bills. Have you noticed that when you're now starting to go to restaurants, they're starting to charge you at will? Whatever they want to, they call them surcharges, right? But when you ask them what the surcharge is, they're telling you, if you press the issue the way that I do, I ask them, well, what is this for? Well, I remember this one restaurant just recently said to us, well, that surcharge there now pays for our employees' meals and their insurance plans. And we had said back to him, why are you gouging us to provide for your own employees? Hey, folks, people are taking on the communistic ideologies and the mindset of the American government that's tolerated, which runs counter to American government constitutionally. What am I talking about? Well, communists, they love to continuously try to get blood out of a turnip, okay? And they can do it for so far before that system collapses. This is what commies do. And a lot of people in this country are doing the exact same thing. They're gouging their customer base rather than taking it up the flagpole and dealing with the corruption at the top. They're starting to learn the ways of corruption concerning the bureaucracy or business model that the government is now setting. Hey, folks, it's only going to go so far. And I would honestly and strongly advise all of those business owners that are out there saying, well, I have to do it to stay in business. If you have to do it to stay in business and gouging your customer base, do you think for one moment that people are not going to catch on to what you are in fact doing? You're throwing a surcharge on your customers to pay for what it is that you can't pay because of inflation. We're already all succumbing to this. Everybody is having to pay the piper except the 27% of increase in billionaires worldwide since the pandemic, of course. Okay, so if we don't want to take it up and deal with the corrupt, we surely don't want to throw it down on our brothers. And if we throw it down on our brothers, we're just as corrupt as the system that we sit back and complain about. But you don't gouge your customer base, folks. Anybody noticing this all across the boards in the United States, regardless if it's housing, if it's buying a new ATV, a new car? Cars are $100,000.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You guys ready for this? Has anybody taken the time to follow my advice in ordering the book War is a Racket by Smedley Butler? Highest decorated Marine in the history of the Marines. If you've not taken the time to read that book, understand what's going on right now. Here, let me say it this way. All of those that have deceived you in the mainstream media, hand in glove with corrupt politicians, over the last 150 years in this country are still at the helm today in a much greater degree of wickedness. Okay, John 8:44. I want you to contemplate this, that these are the same people that are selling you what's going on over in Israel right now. I want you to keep in mind, as I said yesterday, all of the crises, they are the ones that create them. Because if you look at the pill and the jam and follow the money trail, you'll always find out who's behind it. Okay? And in the process of that, friends, when they continuously create more war, which we're seeing, matter of fact, I have an article up right now by none other than Lindsey Graham. I mean, this guy's about as slippery as they get. Can we all agree on that? I think we can. He's a snake. He really, truly is a snake, just like his father, John 10:10. And there's no truth in these people. Lindsey Graham just said that U.S. must escalate Israel-Hamas war, or Hamas war, and start World War III for peace. Okay, now, I'll tell you what. First of all, let me say it this way. If that's what you want, Lindsey Graham, you first. You first. Americans, how many times have we been lied by these politicians that are making money under the table concerning these unconstitutional wars? Furthermore, I want you to contemplate this. If the banks are financing both sides of a war, then who do you suppose is going to profit from the war more than the banks in the military-industrial complex? Nobody. Do they have control over the mainstream media? Yes, they do. The CIA, over the top of six corporations worldwide, are giving you 94% of all the propaganda narrative that you're receiving today. So it should come as no surprise that Lindsey Graham said U.S. must escalate Israel and Hamas war. Again, who profits from it? They do. Okay, and I'm going to show you this in just a moment here. Now, the reason I'm telling you about Smedley Butler's book is because when you're reading the book War is a Racket, it's very short. And it's about as easy to understand as anybody can understand. It's amazing all the corporations that work together with the government to capitalize off the blood and the loss of their own children in other nations. So if they want war, the way to end these wars is to send them to these wars. Do you understand? Our forefathers, when they called forth a war, they were the first ones to go. Not today. Not today, friends. Nope. They want your kids to go to war. And isn't it interesting that not too long ago, Tim Brown just highlighted the fact that the federal government could be behind closed doors calling forth another draft. Nope. Ain't going to work. It's unconstitutional. And again, Mr. Graham and all of you corrupt politicians that talk much of war, the reason you talk much of war is because you've never been in war, number one. Number two, if you want the war, then you go to war. And why don't the masses across the earth today grab all of those political leaders, as they like to be called, or these elitists that they like to be called, why don't we take them, put them in a cage, and let them fight it out? After all, they're the ones that have a problem with each other, allegedly. No, they don't have a problem with each other, folks. It's WWF at its very worst. At its very worst. Now, I said this for the very purpose of highlighting what Smedley Butler warned us of. Smedley Butler warned us of wars, and he said, it's nothing but a racket. And I also want you to contemplate what Henry Kissinger said of war. He's the child predator. He's a pedophile. He's known as a pedophile. He's also known as a war criminal. But somehow or another, he sits right next to each one of the said corporate American presidents, and he advises them as to who they're supposed to go after next. He's the guy that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Now, are you going to send your kids on the behalf of such people as that? They're wicked, wicked men, to say the least. I also want you to understand another thing here, friends. And I just came across this right before the show. I want you to contemplate this. I want you to consider what I'm going to tell you next. Because we have a lot of Judases from the top to the bottom. Now, I know that we all are made aware of the fact that we have military heads in our military today that are actually men dressed as women. You're all aware of this, right? See, the joke's on you Americans, right? Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Joe Biden's brother was just busted posting himself half naked to a gay porn site. I showed you the picture. Okay, this is what you're putting up with. Okay, and you've been putting up with this for a long time. Listen, a country that advocates for what God condemns is creating a war that it doesn't want. And that's what the American people are bringing. They're daring the justice of God to see if he really means what he says when he says, the nation that forgets me, I'll turn it into hell. Psalm 9:16-17. Okay? Now, let's go full circle to show you the Judases within our own government and our military to show you how they're working hand in glove with the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back in 1961 of January. I believe it was January 17th of 1961. Eisenhower warned the American people of the military-industrial complex. We all with this? Okay? And I'm taking this in stride because I want you to get it all. I know how I think and I know how I shoot things off really quick. So I'm trying to slow my roll. If you're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, what you're going to see is the mainstream media divulging information to you that we all should have suspected in the first place. But did you know that over 80% of four-star retirees are employed in the defense industry? Maybe this should explain to all of you why there was a Vietnam. Remember, John F. Kennedy was putting the kibosh. He was putting the brakes on Vietnam. And then the very next day after he was assassinated, isn't it interesting how Johnson reversed the order? Nobody profited from that war more than the military-industrial complex, and they lost their soul over it. Why do I say that? Because there is no man that is able to save his own soul, and Scripture also tells us, Psalm 22, it also tells us that riches profit not in the day of wrath. So when they faced their judge, their money did them no good. No, now they're learning the hard way forever, for eternity, just like these guys are going to learn as well. Folks, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, Luke 22:48, for 30 pieces of silver. When you look at the headlines here, you can see as to how much of a problem we have become on an earthly basis. 80% of our four-star retirees, generals, are employed in the defense industry. Okay? Anybody need any more information as to more than what I just gave you? Because if you do, I'm afraid that I can't help you. Matter of fact, 26 of the 32 four-star generals and generals who retired from June 2018 to July 2023 were later employed in roles including, listen carefully, executives, advisors, board members or lobbyists for companies with significant defense business, according to the analysis from the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, a think tank that advocates restraining the military's role in U.S. foreign policy. You're being sold out at every given turn, aren't you, Americans? You certainly are. I mean, as if to suggest we weren't paying attention over the last how many decades in this country. Now look what we're having to deal with. The writing's on the wall, folks. Apparently these people think that this is the next Roman Empire, and the American people need to set the record straight. We got Jason calling in from Indianapolis. Jason, it's all yours. What say you, my friend?
Bradley Dean, man. I've been listening to you for about a year now, man. You have really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And, man, I just want to thank Jesus Christ through you, man. I'm not somebody that's, like, always been into believing in Jesus. But that being said, man, I just wanted to really just reach out, man, and say that you just have inspired me. And I thank you so much for, man, what you're doing. And you're standing on that ground, man, and just not allowing those to really influence you around you and standing on the word of Christ, man. And really just first and foremost, man, I don't think people really realize what is taking place right now, man, and how important it is for us to start standing up as men. I speak Amen. With people daily. I speak with them.
Jason, I got a hard break coming up on us right now, which was not planned. Hold on. I'm going to pick you up right on the other side, okay? Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Carter Center has announced funeral plans for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. That funeral service will take place Wednesday, November 29th. Argentina has elected a new president.
The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday.
Authorities have identified the suspected gunman in Friday's shooting at a New Hampshire hospital that left two dead, including the shooter. Officials say John Madore fatally shot a security guard in the lobby of the state psychiatric hospital before a state trooper killed him. There's a possible deal for hostages in the Middle East.
A report now that 50 hostages will be released if Israel releases Palestinian prisoners. They were snatched at gunpoint 6 weeks ago on October 7th.
Corey Myers, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. But guys, I got to tell you this. I'm going to take Jason back from Indianapolis real quick, and then after that, I got to get to these videos for you. Go ahead, Jason. I'm going to give it back to you, my friend. What say you?
Hey, man. I just, you know, first and foremost, you said something yesterday on your show that ask yourself who you fear, and if you fear man and fear your government, then that is who is in control of you. And instead of allowing Jesus Christ to be the head and that strength of your life, man. And I just, you know, I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing. I don't want to take up a bunch of your time. And if there's anything that I can do, man, on my end, you just reach out to me, man, and let me know.
I appreciate you, Jason. Sign up on the monthly newsletter. Go to info@sonsoflibertyradio.com, and then we'll connect from there. How about is that? Or should I say, how does that sound?
That sounds perfect, man. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. I just thank Jesus Christ for you, man.
Amen. I thank Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ, man. I sincerely do. I seriously do. And I want to say something here, too. He is who he says he is, but we got to meet him on his terms. Period. He is who he says he is, but we got to meet him on his terms, period. Okay? Now, listen, I've been trying to get to this show for some time, and I want you to see this for yourself after I show you this. You guys did see this, right? I'm not kidding you. Did you see that CNN? Just to show you and to piggyback off what we were talking about the other day, CNN's caught staging fake attacks in Israel. Did you see this? You can't make it up, folks. You got to understand who profits from war. Those that are creating the war. Right? Here, look at this. This is a alleged CNN reporter This is why you cannot believe a thing that these little useful idiots have to convey.
The rockets coming in here.
Oh, the rockets that are coming in here. Remember in 1991, they did the same thing. We played that video for you, and they were in a studio in Atlanta, Georgia, creating the whole crisis.
A lot of jets.
Look at this, folks.
Sky, we could also hear the...
Oh, she sounds like she's just exhausted. She looks like she is scared to death, doesn't she? Hey, folks, they just want you to keep buying their garbage and their lies. These people are criminal.
Here, we came to this location.
They're advocates in the conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. There's no doubt about it.
Carnage, Hamas militants.
They need to be held accountable.
Pickup truck. This was the first place where they breached that border wall.
Oh, she looks like she's just scared to death.
Drove down this strip.
I wonder if we're looking at a man or a woman. The courage that she is exhibiting is second to none.
Happened and we had to hit the deck, but
and then the guy behind her, he's on the
thing. We can get up now.
Oh, and they're telling us now we can get up. Yeah, are you okay?
Where are we moving to? Sorry, just one second. Okay.
Oh, are you okay?
All right, so now I can show you.
Now I can show you.
Scene here.
Yeah.
This is where those militants first came. Opening up fire on all these vehicles.
Boy, isn't that amazing?
Down
cameras, all eyes on the next crisis, right?
Just show
all cameras on the next crisis.
Some kind of strikes.
You know, I'm just curious. For all the years that we've known about these bad guys that we know have been created, you would think that the government would have came in, because the purpose is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. You would have thought that they would have taken a couple of these bad guys and made an example. No, they don't make the bad guys an example. What they do is the mainstream media takes the bad guys and pushes their message globally. Pay attention to how this is done. To do what? To teach you how to fear. To paralyze you. To leave everything up to them. I remember remember when the ISIS hoodlums, remember when they were catching these pilots, I believe they were from Syria, and they were taking them and they were putting them in cages and then starting the pilots on fire? Wasn't it interesting, and does it not strike you as rather odd that the mainstream media was right there to promulgate, to broadcast that message? Are you putting your thinking caps on, friends? How come the bad guys are never set forth as an example by governments across the world? Because they don't want you to fear the crime. They want you to fear them. And again, contemplate and consider what I'm telling you. Why is it that when the messengers are sent by the bad guys, why is it the mainstream media is right there to give you the message? But a righteous judgment is never set forth. Anybody paying attention? I hope you are. I really do. Because I'm quite frankly sick and tired of being lied to by administration after administration. And P.S., furthermore, isn't it interesting how we have right in front of us right now, Hamas has declared war on the American people? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Yeah, I just wanted to make clear, because at the same time, simultaneously, our borders are wide open to Syrians and the thousands of military-aged men that are coming in within our borders. Anybody think that's a little weird? Yeah. Who's doing that, friends? Is that a foreign government doing that to us? I'm just curious. What about the 900% increase of Chinese nationals that are crossing our borders right now? Talking to lawmen over there yesterday. They're well aware of what I'm talking to you about right now. Why isn't the federal government putting a stop to that and the state government's putting a stop to that, but they're doing just the exact opposite? Are you thinking? Okay, because I don't want to make judgments for you, but common sense does come into play. Did you see this, folks? Now we're being told that they're talking about terror attacks on America again. Did you see this? It's important that you do. This is in New York. Siborka reported this yesterday. Look at this.
Heard and hurt and judge.
This is the Muslims blocking the streets up in New York City.
All of humanity needs to be a part of Islam, and we will not stop until it enters every home.
New York.
So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brother.
that's scary. Oh, notice how that's being promulgated. Scary. They're browbeating you. They're paralyzing you. When you fear the Lord, folks, strong is your confidence. When you're righteous in the Lord by His Holy Ghost and the work of the Holy Ghost, folks, Titus 3:5, you are made bold, forward to danger. Ooh, I'm trembling. I'm scared. What do we do now? Washington, protect us. Not. They're the ones alluring them into your country. Hey, and I just showed you a video of what's happening in New York. Sebastian Gorka just reported this. Okay? I want you to see this. Sebastian Gorka just reported this. That's in New York. Wasn't that where the terror attacks took place? Oh, it is. And for some reason or another, there's a couple thousand of Muslims that are on the streets, blocking up the streets, now demanding that their religion is the only way. You know what's interesting? The Bible tells us under a curse that your nation will be salt and rock, and there'll be no seed to produce anything. Isn't that what these people came from? Here, I got to say it this way. If their God is God, then why did they come to America? Why are they bringing their culture of death with them? Why is your government alluring them into this country? Why is there 35 jihadi camps reported CNN and Fox News? Why is there 35 jihadi camps in America today? Since 2009 that we know of. Why are the mosques increasing? Skyrocketing statistically. Folks, my goodness. Haven't you realized it yet? Just ask the DHS. You're the problem. You're the problem, Americans. You're the problem. And what's worse, then we see this. We see Rashida Tlaib. We see Cortez. All plants. All plants. And then we got a new girl on the left, and then we got this one. She is dumb as a rock, and I kid you negative. They're raising money for what they call the Hamas in America. Folks, I'm not making it up. And as you can see on your screen right now, this is Omar. She is the first Somali-American in the United States, we're told. And yet she talks about the destruction of who we are as a people. And she's there. And then the mainstream media highlights Omar. Again, Americans, this isn't a foreign country doing this to you. These are the powers that are tolerated in this country. And Americans, you have been sold out to your enemies, because you have sold out your the living God, period. Okay? I needed to highlight that because I wanted you to see what's happening. And again, I'm not seeing anybody saying anything. Hey, Americans, your governors just said, come on into our state. You don't need to prove who you are. You know, I don't care what country you came from. We'll give you a license. We'll give you welfare. We'll steal from the American people and give to you. And that's exactly what's happening. Well, Bradley, you're just, you're an alarmist. Yes, I am. Read Jeremiah 4:19. What does it say? An alarm for war? Are you kidding me? What, does a faithful witness stand by and allow the enemy to infiltrate his country without warning the inhabitants thereof? You got to be out of your mind, folks. I'm going to answer for all of this, and so are you. You're going to answer for what you say and for what you don't say. We're in some serious, serious times. And isn't it interesting, all of the infiltration of illegals coming into this country right after these experimental jabs, and how many millions of people have been murdered by the experimental jabs? Again, just doing my best to think for you, friends. I'm not trying to scare anybody into submission to what you see. On the contrast, if the fear of God drives you to the foot of the cross, then I'm doing my job. Read Acts 20, verse 21. We're going to come right back at one more segment. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, do consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty, keeping us out there. We do not have sponsors. You keep us out there. Looks like we're getting sucked back into Michigan. Just got a confirmation 2 days ago on that one. We're going to be in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Missouri, we're going to be there with General Michael Flynn. Ooh, looking forward to that, I think. We'll see what happens there. My friend's putting that event on. That will be in Missouri with General Michael Flynn. Supposed to be in Phoenix, Arizona in January, California in January. We're looking to go back to South Dakota. We'll see what happens there. But again, right now, what it looks like, folks, is Michigan, Wisconsin, that of Missouri, Phoenix, California, hopefully South Dakota. And we got to get back on our feet concerning the documentary that we're doing here concerning the East Coast as well. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going until you know where you came from. That's one of the things that we want to educate the people with, hands-on. We want to be there and give you the information the best way that we can in building you up in the faith by going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Cool? Okay. So what I'm probably going to end up doing here, because I literally have 40 tabs pulled up right now. What's happening, Americans, my friends, is there's a lot of information coming down the shoot right now concerning live eyewitnesses to the shooting of John F. Kennedy. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's how many years ago? Well, it's been a long time ago, 23 plus whatever, right? Since 1963, so we go 37 plus 23. That's what we're dealing with. That's how many years ago? this is taking place. But here's the objective here for me. The Bible says the truth fell in the street. It tells us in Isaiah 59, the truth fell in the street, and it tells us judgment has turned backwards. Why? Because when the American people allowed the truth to fall in the street back in the 60s, in this particular case, when the American people allowed their government and unconstitutional agencies to murder its own president, okay? One has to ask the question, some might say, well, Bradley, come on. Hey, listen, 81% of the people don't believe Oswald did it by himself, if at all, which I don't believe he had anything to do with it in the sense of pulling the trigger. Now, don't ask me. Ask all of these eyewitnesses that are now coming forth. These videos are now starting to rain down. How many years since November 22nd? 1963, the American people need to ask the question, why have you allowed these eyewitnesses to go unheard? Why are we now hearing today from the eyewitnesses? Because those that are responsible for the conspiracy, conspiracies are always within. That's how they can control conspiracy. Read the book of Kings, 1st and 2nd Kings. Conspiracies were always within because they can control the narrative. That's what they've done. Because the people allowed them to do it. Okay? I mean, folks, you had the FBI director, I think it was back in the 90s, say those that were responsible for the assassination wanted to make clear that they could get anybody that they wanted to. And that's why they shot the president down like a dog in the streets of America. That's what he said. Just think about that. Are you going to live your whole life wishing you would have did something in the face of your oppressors? Or are you going to actually take the time today and stand up against it? Hey, folks, are you going to allow these individuals to write history? Because in many ways you already have, because you've allowed them to tell you, the American people, the posterity of those that were alive during that particular time. I'm still a young man. Isn't it interesting that they said, the said establishment during that time, they weren't going to release the information on John F. Kennedy's assassination until 2025. Anybody see a problem with that? Anybody see them pointing all fingers back at themselves? Isn't it interesting, anybody that came out during that particular time and told you the truth, they were either murdered, which is a fact, over 400 people died around the assassination of John F. Kennedy. 400 people. Okay? They were either murdered or they were completely ignored. Okay? Just to jump on any question marks anybody might have, let's tee this up because we're going to do this tomorrow as well. I want you to check this out.
Our history, it brings to light an ugly nightmare.
This is the first of many, but I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to give you some actual eyewitnesses during that particular time that were there, and they witnessed the shooting, and they'll tell you exactly where it came from, and it's not at all where the government said it came from. It came from the other direction. This is what they do. But what I'm going to show you right now is Lyndon Baines Johnson. He's a devil. He was a wicked man. Wicked man. And he was jealous of the Kennedys, by the way. But he had told his mistress as to what was going to take place in so many words concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy 2 weeks before it happened. This is also found in Lady Bird Johnson's book. So it wasn't just his mistress that's telling us this. It was also her that heard Johnson hear of the same things. Check this out.
Lyndon Johnson told me, because he was angry, that after that day, that the Kennedys would never embarrass him again. That was no threat.
The Kennedys would never embarrass me again.
Texas,
that was no threat.
Says the unthinkable. That Vice President Lyndon Johnson knew of the doom awaiting President Kennedy. Even
of course.
He did. Found its mark.
What did Lyndon Johnson tell you about the Kennedys? What were his thoughts?
Oh, he hated them with a passion. They were stumbling blocks to him. He had always sought the presidency of the United States.
Yep, this is called envy and greed.
Kennedy definitely had become a stumbling block to him.
Madeline Brown is a woman acknowledged in many circles as a long-term mistress of the late President Johnson's and mother of his illegitimate son, Stephen.
I was his mistress, but actually I was his other family. We were just the hidden family, but Steve and I never did share publicly with him.
Madeline Brown's scandal was one of the worst kept secrets.
I want to add to this so you understand, Lyndon Johnson. She said, I was his other family. We were just hidden. Okay. It's interesting that if you know anything of your history, our forefathers established office in government, the institution of government, 1821 of Exodus. And our forefathers are also the ones that made known to us that the man and the office are one and the same. They can't be two. Let me put it this way. If a man can't be faithful to God, he'll never be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, he certainly shouldn't be put in a place of incumbency within the halls of government to represent any people, because he's unworthy of representing any people. Why? Because he's not faithful to God. And if he's not faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, he ain't and is not going to be faithful to his people that he represents. Okay? Period. Just wanted to make clear.
It's in Texas. But this, a stunning inference that Lyndon Johnson was actually involved in the assassination.
Did Johnson have reason to believe that John F. Kennedy was going to be assassinated?
Yes.
That's a chilling charge to make.
Yes, it is. It sure is. But American people need to know.
Of course.
What actually happened during those years.
What did Johnson tell you about the people he believed were responsible for the assassination? He knew who they were?
Yes, he knew who they were, and he also said that I knew who they were. They were the oil people and the CIA.
The oil people, the CIA.
Assassination.
That had caused
the assassination.
Well,
why didn't Lyndon Johnson warn John F. Kennedy? He could have saved his life.
Again, it was his way to the presidency of the United States, too.
Telling me now, Johnson could have prevented this assassination.
Yes, he could.
Today, Madeline Brown lives alone with sad memories. Her son, Stephen, suffering from cancer, passed away when he was only 19. But still, her face brightens at the mention of Johnson's name, no matter what her allegations.
Well, he was always very warm and cordial to all of us.
Okay, so you guys get that. Okay, so Lady Bird said the same exact thing. Okay, now I want to go over to a guy. This is information that's being released to us today. Okay. This man's name is Warren Reynolds. He was a witness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit. We're going to go back and forth, okay? But I want you to pay attention. Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe this. Oh, my goodness. Folks, it's the end of the show. I'm going to tee it up tomorrow. And do forgive me, because I always like to tee things up by just giving information as much as I can during the first half of the show. But when we come back tomorrow, do forgive me. I'm just going to go directly into this, because I want you to see that the eyewitnesses, if they're not dead, or if they're not being silenced, how they're totally, and they were, totally ignored by the mainstream media. And why is it that the mainstream media and the government's narrative completely contradicted eyewitness accounts? Not just once, but over and over and over again. Hey, folks, history is written by men who hung heroes, right? Are you going to allow them to lie to your posterity? No, folks, we need to get this right. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.